Daf is Daf Gimel. So we were discussing the Pischa Shehechal and the height of a Mavoi. So Gemara had a machlokas between the Tanakama, who said that 20 amos high is the limit of the Korah of a Mavoi, and Rabbi Huda felt it was 40 or 50 amos high, even larger than that. So Gemara had been of the opinion that the Tanakama learned the source of 20 amos from the Hechal, the Pischa Shehechal, that's 20 amos high. So along this line of thinking, the Gemara says the very last two words of Beis Amar Beis, El Miata, that's really true, that Chachamim learn the shear of 20 amos from the Pischa Shel Heichal. So we have an interesting question. The Gemara says, Lo Tehane Le Amaltra. What's that Amaltra? Amaltra is something like an eyesore, something that sticks out when it's going to draw your attention towards something when you look up. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that we learn from the Heichal, Amaltra should not be effective. Amaltra would tell you that even though something's above 20 amos, if there's an Amaltra, that's something that's an eyesore that's going to catch your eye, you would allow for something even more than 20 amos. But since we're going to use the Pischa Shel Heichal as a source, we're about to learn that the Pischa Shel Heichal actually had Amaltras, had these different things sticking out, protruding above the Pesach, and yet still it was only 20 amos high. So let's look at the Gemara to see what this means. So again, lo tihani lay amalcha. Amalcha shouldn't work. The ha heichal amalcha havile. The heichal had a number of these amalchas. Ve'afilu hachi esim ama hu degabo. And it was still only 20 amos. So if we learn from the heichal, so we see the heichal is 20 amos high, even though it also had amalchas. So the question's not so strong, but we'll have to let the Gemara flow a little bit. So the Gemara says that the Tanan, the Mishnah, teaches us in Maseches Midos, which again I mentioned that it describes the dimensions and the structure of the base of Mikdash, Chamesh Amalchos Shel Meila Hayu Al Gabav Zu Lamala Mizu Vizu Lamala Mizu. On top of the Pischal Shel Heichal, there's a different wood, piece of wood sticking out. We'll see what exactly it was later on, but they're sticking out in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara says, wait a second. The High Mind Tiyufta, what's the question? Duma Kitanya Hi Damalchos Beulam Tanya. Maybe when the Mishnah Midos is describing the Chamesh Amalchos, maybe it's describing these different wooden things sticking out by the Ulam. But maybe by the Heichal maybe did not have these Amalchos. Gemara says, "V'hai mai Kusha, Dilma, Tavnis, Heichal, Kedavnis, Ulam." How do you know? Maybe just like the Ulam had these Amalchos, maybe also the Tavnis of the Heichal also had these Amalchos. It had these things protruding, and yet still, even though it's protruding, we still learn from the Heichal that only 20 amos is the limit of how high the Mavi could be, even when it does have amalchos. And if that's the case, the amalchos don't work to allow for a higher korah, we have a question according to Alama Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Rav, Rachva Dalit, if the korah is four tfachim wide, afa pish eina breya, even though it's not strong, it's a good enough korah. So there's a certain din. Just look at Rashi to clarify. Rashi, two narrow lines down, Rachva Dalad. If the Korah is four tvachim wide, im hayisa Korah Rachva Dalad tvachim, ava pi shehi daki, even though it's very, very thin. It's a thin sheet of wood. Veno chazaka lakaba areach, and it's not strong enough to hold a brick. It's still ksheira, as long as it's four tvachim wide. V'had tzam b'asnisim. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, which teaches us, breya kedei lakaba areach, that has to be strong enough to hold a brick. Kisheno rachva dal, that's when it's not dal tvachim wide. So if it's dal tvachim wide, it can be very, very thin. If it's shorter than dal tvachim wide, it has to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick. Either way, that's the klal. And on this, the Gemara comments, Rabbi Eli quotes from Rav, Vim Yeshlo Amaltra, if there's an Amaltra, afilu gavoa, yoser, me esim ama, eino tzarech lemait. If the Korah is higher than 20 amos, and you have one of these things protruding, which is catching your eye, we would tolerate even a Korah above 20 amos. So this is the question. The question is, how could it be that Rav says Amaltra works, but the Pashup Shad of the Brisa that we learn from the Heichal, the Pischa Shel Heichal, it was only 20 amos high, even though it did have an Amalcha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amalcha Masnisani? It's a Masnisa, it's a Brisa. So Man Katanila, who hold it? Who wrote this? Who said it's a good Brisa? Who said it's an acceptable Brisa? Amar Bai says, Vaha Chama Brei Diraba Baravu Katanila. So it's brought in the Masorah that Chama Brei Diraba had such a Masorah that this is a good Brisa that's acceptable. So we accept it. So again, we have a statement that Amalcha works, and we have another statement which implies that Amalcha doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Veteve Amalcha Masnisa. So now that we establish that there's a Brisa that states that Amalcha works, it's effective to allow for Korah even above 20 Amos, Tikshalei L'Rav, it's going to be a question to Rav, because again, if Rav holds, we learn 20 Amos from the Pischa Shel Heichal, and the Pischa Shel Heichal actually had Amalchos, But yet it was only 20 amos high, so we should say amos shos shouldn't be effective if we learn from the pischa sheichel. But the Braisa clearly states you allow a kara above 20 amos if there is an amaltra. So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav, Rav says, Ana mihacha masisa. So I learn from this, da'ana, remove me, mihacha masnisa, from hacha, remove me from here, remove me from the equation. And masnisa milo kasha hadade, do the Braises now not contradict each other? In other words, forget me, leave me out of the picture. Okay, I'm only Rav. But one Braisa says we learn from the Pischa Shehecha. It's 20 amos high, that's the limit, it's the threshold, you can't go above that, even though there are malchels. And a different Braisa says, we accept Amal Shos to allow for a Korah above 20 Amos. So the Braises, forget me, the Braises contradict each other. So Elamayis the Chalameima, what can you answer? It must be, it's a Tanahi, it's a Machlokas Tanahi, it's a Machlokas between two different Braises. So once you establish that, L'didi Nami, now if you include me in the equation, I also hold, it's Tanahi, it's a Machlokas Tanahi. One holds that Amal Shos work above 20 Amos, and the other opinion feels that it does not work. So the Gemara then says, comes along with Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, below Rav, without Rav, without Rav in the equation, Masnisa Ahadade Lokasha. There's no contradiction. I don't understand the question in the first place. L'Rabbanan, Korah, Taimamai, Mishim Hekera. What's the whole purpose of a Korah? It's simply to be a hecker, for someone to recognize that that the Mavoi is closed, and therefore you should not carry in Rishis Rabim, although in the Mavoi you're allowed to, it's a hecker that don't carry in Rishis Rabim. So that's really the source. And therefore, Amal Charles should certainly work, because it's going to catch your eye, it's going to be a hecker. V'haydi katani, that braisa, which learns, yes, me pischa shel heichal, that higher than pischa shel heichal is pasul, that's not a real source, that's simply a simana ba'alma, simon to help you remember it, but that's not a real drush. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, mishum heker, it's a little bit lower down in the Gemara here, halfway down the page, mishum heker, the purpose of Korah is to be something that you recognize. The lechse inche v'li da'i, people see it, and they'll understand what's going on. The takanta avod le, they made a takana, v'lo leisei lachlufei b'rishis rabim. So you shouldn't confuse a mavoi with rishis rabim. U'mishim hachi mahania amalcha. Amalcha is effective, z'cheven de mistakli, but since it's going to catch your eye because there's something strange sticking out even above 20 amos, it's going to mistakli be inche, afilu l'mal me'esim ama, ika heker, there's a hecker. And even though the braisa sounds like we learn from the pischa shehechal, that's not a real limud. That's simply a simon ba'alma to help you remember the shear of 20 amos in general. But again, amatros above 20 amos would be effective to allow a korah. So Gemara now says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Hanicha, he says, this all makes sense. Elo svirle hadarabba. If you don't hold the rabba, we'll see rabba in just a second. Eli svirle hadarabba. If you hold the rabba, it's going to be a question. What's rabba? Who's rabba? What did he say? Dama Rabba, Rabba says, Ksiv laman yedu dor seichem kibas sukkos shafti. That the Pasuk says that you have to know that we sat in sukkos. This is actually an interesting din, aside from what we're talking about right now in the Gemara. There's a Bach that talks about mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You need kavana in general. And the Bach says there are three mitzvahs where you have to have, in addition to kavana, you also have to know the reason why we do the mitzvah. One of them is sukkos, because it says laman yedu, in order that you should know. The other two is tefillin and tzitzis. People have to know why they're doing it. It says laman by tzitzis, it says laman by tefillin. So these are three exceptions where you not only have to know that you're doing a mitzvah, but also why you do the mitzvah, at least lichadchila. But either way, the Gemara says that since it says laman yedu dor seicham kibas sukkos hashavti asan sukkos, ad Esim Ama Adam Yodea Shadar Basukkah. If a person sitting in a 20 amos high or below that sukkah, a person knows he's in a sukkah. He feels how it's temporary, he feels the wind. But once it's Lamalmi Esim Ama, the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, a person doesn't really pay attention to the schach, it's too high for him to see. Ain Adam Yodea, a person doesn't know. Mishim Delo Shulta Be'ena, it's so high up, his eyes don't, it hurts the neck to look up so high. So people don't recognize it in the sukkah. Suleiman Yehidu teaches us that 20 amos is as high as a sukkah could possibly be. So Alma, we see from this, Gabi Sukkah Nami Be'kera, that the sukkah is also based on a heker, but recognizing it. So Pligia Eflugi Betarte. So how come we have two different teaching us Lamali? Why are you teaching us in two different cases here that once we know that 20 amos is the shir of heker by Mavoid, why have to teach me the same halacha that's a shir of heker when it comes to a sukkah? Teach by one case, and I'll know that the din of sukkah and Mavoid are exactly the same. So the Gemara says, you need to teach me that 20 amos high is a pasul by Mavoid, it's also pasul by a sukkah, even though they're both about a heker. Why? Because the diash me'inan gabe sukkah, I only taught this din of 20 amos is the limit by a sukkah. B'ha kamar, Rebbe Yehuda, kevan de yeshiva avida, since a person sits in a sukkah, shalta be'ein, a person sitting there, eventually, at some point during the meal, his eyes are going to wander, he'll eventually see the schach at some point. So that's why, maybe in that case, Rebbe Yehuda allows you to have a 50 amos high sukkah. But a mavoi, where you're walking, you're not paying attention to everything on the street, everything above the street. You're walking, you're moving. And therefore, even Rabbi Huda would possibly say that a mavoi above 20 amos should be puzzle. Kamashalon, even by a mavoi, and you're moving, and your eyes are not necessarily looking up, he still allows a korah above 20 amos. Now, the opposite. Iyash minan baha, had he had the case only by the mavoi, that 20 amos is puzzle for a rabbanan. Baha, Kamri Rabbanan. Maybe that's the only place where Rabbanan possible, because you're busy walking, you're going to miss the korah that's 20 amos high, or above 20 amos. About Bahach, but the case of Sukkah, where you're sitting down and your eyes are eventually going to make its way up to the Tzchach as well, even above 20 amos, Ema Modi le Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that it would be a good Tzchach, even if it's above 20 amos. Tzrichi, to teach me that the halachas are the same. They both assume the Shita is consistent. Bein b'mavoy, bein b'sukkah. Now, this is an interesting din here. The Gemara says that we certainly l'man yedu, that if, let's say, by a schach is really high up, 30 amos high, the Gemara says it's only true if the walls stop and then there's a space. It just poles holding up the schach. In other words, let's say my wall is 20 amos high. And then on top of the poles, I have the schach higher up. The walls don't touch the schach. You're allowed to have that separation. But as long as the schach is above the wall, even though the walls don't go all the way up. But the Gemara says if the walls go all the way up to the schach, 50 amos high, everybody will agree it's actually a good schach because my eyes just follow the wall. If the wall stops, I just stop looking. But if the wall continues 50 amos and eventually touches the schach, that's going to be a good schach even above 20 amos. So there's a discussion, does this work by Ner Chanukah as well? Ner Chanukah is the third instance where we know 20 amos is possible, above 20 amos is possible. Let's say I have my Ner Chanukah on my 50 amos high wall, all the way on top. So my eyes are going to follow the wall, and eventually I'm going to see the Ner Chanukah. Would that be effective? So this machlok is actually in the Rishonim. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi, who says it's good. You could have a Chanukah that's 50 amos high as long as the wall continues. And according to Tosus and Sukkah, Beis HaMebeis, he says it's not effective. It's actually going to be possible. So we assume it's possible. There's no playing with games. You can't have any amaltras, any of those things catching your eye that above Chanukah, a Chanukah can above 20 amos is good. It does not work by Ner Chanukah at all. So the Shlomo Zalman says, why not? How do you know that doesn't work? How come by a mavoi, we say, if you have a mavoi, a korah, 40 amos high, if there's an amaltra there, something sticking out, it catches my eye. So why don't we say the same thing by Ner Chanukah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, because the very fact that a Ner Chanukah itself is an amaltra, why, it's nighttime and there's a light. So shouldn't that catch my eye 50 amos high? But from the mere fact that Gemara says it's possible to have 20 amos high, it must be amaltros, do not work by Ner Chanukah. Why? He doesn't explain why, but it just seems to be a very strong raya that above 20 amos, amaltros do not work for Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara now says, Vayit, we're the last narrow line of the Amud here. My amaltra, what exactly is this amaltra? We're speaking about this eyesore popping out, there's something protruding. What exactly is it? So the Gemara records a machlokas defining what an amaltra is. Rav Chama braid the Rabba bar Avua Amar Kini. These kinis, these little, you know, sticks of wood, beams sticking out that are, you know, not part of the structure, but they come from the structure, but they stick out. It's not a smooth end to it. That's what, according to at least the first opinion. And Kiasa Rav Dimi returned back from Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Babel. He said, Amar Amri b'Ma'arava, in the west. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, Piskei da'arza. What's Piskei da'arza? Pieces of a cedar. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi just says here, Kini is kagon, I'm sorry, Kini is machlok is what it is. Rashi has one pshat, we'll do Rashi, I said the wrong pshat of Rashi. Kini is kagon kene ofos, kind of like nests, bird nests. Have a bolton, mitachas ha'ulam, lemala, mina pesach. It's right above the pesach, they had some type of basket. It's not sure if they were real basket, or rather nests, something that looked like nests, something sticking out that was the big circular. And Piskei da'arza haklonsos shel erez, beams of cedar aruchin tchufin mekosa, they're sticking out, protruding from the walls. Ve'aydi d'nafish mashche, since they're sticking out further than the actual structure, orech didu chazilu inche v'ke'aker, it sticks out, it's an eyesore, and therefore it catches people's eyes. So it's machlokas, whether it's these nests or the beams of wood. So the Gemara points out now, man da'amar Piskei da'arza, the one who holds that it's beams of wood sticking out of the structure, Kol Shekhen Kini, certainly these nests are going to be even catch your eye even more so. But if you hold man damarkini, the one who defines it as these bird nests, ava piski da arzalo, but the beams of wood sticking out are not as noticeable, and therefore you would say only by kini, but not by piski da arza. Uman, furthermore, man amar paski da arza, the one who holds that the beams of wood sticking out serves as a proper amaltra, my taima, what's the reason behind it? Mishum de nafish mishche, because the wood ends up extending further than the wall, it sticks out, something looks strange. So if that's the case, but sukkah also, they're a piece of schach, a piece of wood sticking out. The sukkahs are not made always perfect. Things are always sticking out. And even though things are sticking out, we still don't accept a schach if it's above 20 amos. So we see the very fact that sticking out is not enough of a reason to catch a person's attention. Ella, the reason why is kevan de kachashiv islay kal. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't really say, I thought he did say something here, he doesn't say something, but the fact that it's a chash, something that's a significant amount of wood sticking out, that's why it's going, people are going to talk about it, look at that building, there's a piece of wood sticking out, but people don't talk about a sukkah, how a little piece of wood stick out, that's more normal, and therefore, only by a building in a city of some sort, will piski arza be noticeable, but by a sukkah, it won't be noticeable. So Gemara now says, four wide lines down on the Amud here, miktas, Kora besoch esrim umiktas kora lemalam esrim. We said up until this point that chachamim pasal any kora that's above 20 amos. So let's say part of the kora is below 20 amos, within 20 amos, and part of the kora is above 20 amos. Will that be acceptable? Furthermore, miktas schach besoch esrim umiktas schach lemalam esrim. Part of the schach is below, within 20 amos, and the other part is above 20 amos. Is this acceptable? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says b'mavoi kosh. If sukkah puzzle, he distinguishes, he thinks by mavoi it should be acceptable, but not by sukkah. What's the difference? Maishna b'mavoi, the kasha. Why does he allow a mavoi, a korah, within and part of it without is a kasha, acceptable korah? The Amrina, we say, kalish, kalish, take it out, take out part of it. Look at Rashi, around seven narrow lines up. Kalish, rowan kilu nital oso haove hayote lemala, v'te korah daka. So what you could do is, imagine as if the top half of the korah is sliced off. Any part above 20 amos, to slice it off. And all you have now is a very thin korah. But that thin korah, you're only acknowledging the part that's within 20 amos, and you're ignoring the part that's above 20 amos. So you have a very thin korah. And we said as long as the korah is four tefachim wide, it could be as thin as you want it to be. So just cut off half of it, at least halachically, view it that way, and it's acceptable. So if that's the case, so sukkanami, lema kolish. So do the same thing with tzchach. Cut off the top half of the tzchach that's above 20 amos, and only use the tzchach that's below 20 amos, and it should just be a tzchach that's good, but still a very, it's a weak tzchach, but still a tzchach. So Gemara says that can't be accomplished by a sukkah, because e kalshas, if you're going to cut off part of the tzchach, havle chamsa meruba bitzilsa. We know one of the requirements of a tzchach is it has to have more shade than sun. But if you now slice off half of the thickness of a schach, it's most likely going to be more sun than shade, and that's going to be a pasul schach, so that's why it's not acceptable by a sukkah. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, if that's the case, say the same thing by a mavoi. If you take the korah, ikalshus, if you cut off half of the korah, the depth or the height of the korah, it's going to be havi like korah, hanitelas beruach. It's going to be a very weak korah, which the wind's going to pick up and send off. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, last few lines here, hanitelas beruach, we said above that the korah has to be thick enough to be able to hold a brick. And the lav hach, if it's not whole, strong enough to hold a brick, the wind's going to come and blow it away. Lo chashiv. So that will be disqualifying the korah as well. So ella al karchach nasu kishvudim shemateches. So therefore, what happens is really we're going to shave off the top of the korah. At least halachically, we're going to view it that way, and then we're also able to view the bottom half of the korah that's within 20 amos. We can view it as metal. That even though it's not metal, we could still somehow view it as metal. And metal, if there were to be metal of that size, it would be strong enough to hold brick. So even though it's actual wood or whatever you're using, it's still acceptable. So Gemara says, okay, hachanami. Say the same thing by schach. Al-karchach, al-nasis, tzilsa, mubim mechamasa. View the bottom half of the schach as a schach that's wide enough, that's full enough, that will create shade. Just like you're being able to make these assumptions virtually, so do the same thing by a schach and say, cut off the top half. And the bottom half is thick enough schach that would, in theory, be able to create more shade. So comes along, Amar Rava, mi parzakia, sukka de li yachid hi lo midchar. Interesting din here. The Gemara says by a sukkah, where it's built for an individual, or perhaps a family, so people are not going to recognize it. Rashi says here, lo midchar, last narrow line Rashi, v'zimnin de mishtakel miktas ove eschach, hanichnas l'soch Esrim, V'kaima kula l'mala me'esim. A person might not know, and he might end up taking part of the schach that's within the 20 amos, and all he's going to have left is the schach that's above 20 amos, and that's certainly going to be possible. So when one yachid has involved in the sukkah, it's dangerous. There's no one else to remind him, there's no supervision there. But when there's a mavoi, where the mavoi is meant for the rabbim, for the entire city, people are going to make sure that it's being taken care of properly. Says Rashi, mitchar hadadeh, shim tirkav tachdeh shakor, if the bottom half of the kor begins to rot, v'tamot kula lamala, and everything that's left above 20 amos is there, mitakni, that people are going to fix it. So even though you might somehow remove or the bottom half of the kor rots, enough people are going to pass through the mavoi and recognize, let's fix it. But if it's just the yachid, I have no time to pay attention to what my house needs. I'm too busy to know that this needs that. But if rabbim have their eyes and paying attention to it, there is really no concern of any takala happening. So the Gemara then says, Rava Amar, a different distinction. You know why by a sukkah we accept it if miktas besoch and miktas lamalam esrim? It's because Amar sukkah deraisa, since sukkah is a deraisa, we're achmir bei rabbanu, we're machmir on it. And therefore, if miksas latoch, miksas lamala, we disqualify sukkah because it's a deraisa, as opposed to a mavoi, which is only derabanan, well, achmir bei rabbanu, we're makel, and even though part of it's below and part of it's above, we're able to be makel by a mavoi. So comes along with Ad the Bar Masna, Masila Shmaisa, he learned the Shmaisa the Rabba, Ipcha, he learned it the opposite way. And he said, Amar Rabba, b'mavoi, pasul, b'sukkah ksheira, the complete opposite now. Why? Maishna sukkah d'ksheira, d'arminan kalush, b'mavoi nami, lema kalush. So he says the same, why is a mavoi pasul and a sukkah ksheira? We say, oh, if a sukkah ksheira, because all you have, even if you cut off the top half, all it is a weak tzach. A weak tzach is still okay. So say the same thing, by mavoi, it's a weak kara, it should be acceptable as well. So Gemara says, "E kalshus, if you take off part of the mavoi, the top of the cover of the mavoi, havle kara hanitalas beruach, it's going to be taken away with the wind, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Hachanami, e kalshus, if you take away part of the schach, havle chamsa ruba mitzilsa, it's going to be more sun than shade. Ella al karach must be that nasis silsa ruba mechama. So we're able to view the schach in a situation whereby even if you take off the top half of the schach, the bottom half will still produce more shade and therefore acceptable." Saying the same thing by a mavoi. Hachanami akarchach nasu kishvudim shamatachas. View the wood of kara as metal, as if it were strong enough to hold by the wind. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mifparzukia sukkah. This is the opposite svar now. Very interesting. Sukkah dili yachid hu rami anafshe umidchar midchar. A mavoi dili rabim hi samchi hadade vlo midchare. So this is interesting. This is the opposite svar. When I have my own house, so I'm responsible. If I don't take care of it, who will take care of my house? I need to take care of my house. The yachid has more responsibility. But by mavoi, okay, I see the kor is falling apart. I don't need to be in charge. There's enough guys in the town to take care of it. I won't take care of it. Now, I'll say that, and then you'll pass by the kor and say, oh, some other guy will take care of it. No one will end up taking care of the kor because everyone thinks someone else will be responsible. And Gemara invokes this damri inshe, kedera debe shutve. You have a pot of soup that are watched by partners, lo chamimi, lo kari. What that means is that I want to warm up soup. My partner wants to warm up soup. Both of us say, you know, he'll do it. He says, I'll do it. And no one ends up doing it because no one's taking responsibility. So sometimes when it's incumbent upon the rabbim, no one takes responsibility. So this is an interesting psychological debate here, where a person is more responsible when it's his own thing, or is a person more responsible when it's related to the rabbim. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, Ravina Amar, sukkah deraisa, lo baichizik. The reason why we allow, according to Ravina, we allow a sukkah that's mixas lamata, mixas lamala, because it's deraisa. Deraisa doesn't require any chizik. People understand the sukkah is deraisa and they take it seriously without any additions from the chachamim. However, a mavoi, which is only derabanan, it requires chizik by chizik, and therefore they had to say, you know what, let's make a chumrah. If it's part of it mixas lamata, mixas lamala, therefore we have to be machmir and say it's no good. This debate, by the way, in terms of whether or not we accept when multiple people are involved, does that mean things are more responsible or people are less responsible? So the Taz brings a ride from a sugi we saw at the end of Masechta Shabbos, that when more people are there, we actually are more responsible. We spoke about a towel being used by one person. We say a person can't use a towel because it's going to end up using schita. But if 10 people use one towel, even though it's going to be oversaturated, the fact that many people are there, they're going to make sure no one else squeezes it, so we do hold that people are held accountable for other people, so we assume, like really the first understanding, that when more people are there, there's a higher level of responsibility. So a few other examples we have here, by Maaseh Rav, quotes from the Gra, that the Gra would lane Megillas Rus and Megillas Shir Shirim on Shabbos. How come we don't say, Shema Yavrenu Dal Amos Pershus Rabim? Megillas Esther can't be read on Shabbos. But why could Rus and Shir Shirim? Why is it not the same thing? So the Gra explains that because Megillah is Shaykh even for Yachid. Megillah is Esther for Yachid. If you don't have a Tzibor, you still lane it by Yachid. So a Yachid could possibly want to take the Megillah, it's Esther, to a Bucky to lane it for me. The Shir Shirim and Rus is only lane by Rabim. If you don't have a Tzibor, you don't lane Megillah. Rus, you don't lane Shir Shirim. So we see when the Rabim are involved, there's less of a concern of Shem Yavrenu Dal Amos Rishus Rabim. Another interesting thing, the Tashbetz writes that the minhag was to give a drasha and shir between Shachris and Musaf, but the Maariv Tzigeh says that a person should not learn by himself between Shachris and Musaf. Why not? Because I'm learning after Shachris, I might end up extending my learning and miss Musaf entirely. So why is it acceptable to give a drasha by the rabbi? Because there are rabbim there. The tzibor won't allow you to miss Musaf. So it's another example whereby that when there are rabbim there, when there's a tzibor, we can make sure that no concern of missing anything will take place. Okay, last line of the Amud here, the Gemara says, my habile, bottom line, how do we paskin legabe the mavu and legabe the korah? So the Gemara says, my habile, rabba barbara ula, amr zev zev pasul. Both cases are pasul. If it's mixas lamata, mixas lamala, it's pasul. Rabba amr zev zev kasher, they're both acceptable. And the Gemara says now, on the Amud Beis now, chalal sukatnan, chalal mavutnan. When we say 20 amos, we don't say that the korah, that the schach has to be within 20 amos. We're describing the chalal, the cavity, the empty space. As long as the chalal is, is 20 amos, and the schach is above that, that's okay. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, chalal sukkah tanan, esim amos, shuskaru bein rimave bein mesukkah, achalala kaim. It's referring to the cavity, the open area. Not that the korah, or schach has to be within 20 amos. It means that the chalal could be no more than 20 amos high, but the korah and schach can rest above 20 amos. So just like it can rest above 20 amos, certainly mixas lamata, mixas lamala is good enough. And the Gemara brings a raya, Amar le rapapa le rava tanya de mesailacha, a price that supports this, that a mavoi shu gavoa meesim ama, yos me pischal shel hechal, yimai hechal gufa chalala esim. So we learn from the pischal shel hechal, the hechal itself, if the mavoi is higher than 20 amos, lower down to at 20 amos, because if we learn from the hechal itself, was a chalal was 20 amos high, so we're concerned 20 amos as the chalal, not with the schach, not with the korah itself. The Gemara asks a question, Eisive. Eise Rav Shimi bar Rav Ashi le Rav Papa. Ketan haya osem, how do you make a korah? Maniach korah misvas esem ulamata. You make the korah from 20 amos and below. Sounds like above 20 amos, we would not allow there to be a korah. So Gemara says, Ema ulamala. No, let's change the gears. It's really say that a korah is good enough, misfas esim ulamala. As long as the chalal itself is no more than 20 amos, the korah itself can be above 20 amos. So Gemara says, Behal lamata katani. It says lamata. You can't just change a word from a lamata lamala. It's a complete opposite. So Gemara says, Hakamash v'lam. We learn from here that the lamata kilamala. Below is like above, which means, malamala chalala esim, af lamata chalala es asara. That the din is, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi two lines that from the top. Ha kamash malam. Dishir shenitnu chachamin lamata me asara tvachim achalal kai kishir shamru besim lamala. When it comes to a mavoi, he has to be 10 tvachim high. V'chein lamata im bala asos. I skipped a line there. V'achi kamar masisim. Manicha zekara misfas esim lamala. V'chein lamata im bala asos namuch. Manicha misfas esara tvachim ulamala. If you want to put the korah very low, it has to be 10 tvachim or above, not below 10 tvachim. The pachas meesara lo have mavoi. It's not a mavoi. In other words, you have the range of the korah could be as low as 10 tvachim and as high as 20 amos. So just like lamata doesn't mean within 10 tvachim. It must be above 10 tvachim. The chalal is 10 tvachim. So too, when we talk about the highest point has to be where the chalal is 20 amos, the korah could be above that, and that's the understanding. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abai. Abai says, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah, V'amas Mavoi, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. So there's a din when it comes to an Amma. An Amma, there's a couple ways to measure an Amma. One way is just each person's hand from the elbow to the middle finger. This is called an Amma because that's how you measure an Amma. That's one way to measure it. Each finger has a different purpose, a different name for it. There's a Zeres and so on, and there's a Kemitza. So but the middle finger is an Amma. That measures an Amma from the elbow to the top of the middle finger. But the Gemara says that the more objective way to do this is to measure with tefachim. So there are two types of amos to use. There's an amma that's five tefachim, a tefach's a fist, so five tefachim is an amma. There's also a six tefach type of amma. So the Gemara says, with regards to amma sukkah and amma's mavoi, the din is abama bas chamish. We're talking about an amma that's five tefachim long. As opposed to Amas Kalayim of Shatnez, we'll see the relevance and the application of each of these is Amas Bas Shisha. So it's six Tvachim long Amma. So Amas Mavoy, when do we have an Amas Mavoy? Ba'amach Bas Chamisha, it's a five Tvachim long Amma for Mavoy, Lamai Hilchasa, with respect to which halacha? The Gova will appear to us Mavoy. With respect to the height, 20 Amos high, we're taking the smaller measurement of 5 Tvachim, not 6 Tvachim, 5 Tvachim. That's the lower 20 Amos. We're taking a Chumrah, that we don't allow it to be above 20 Amos, using the smaller scale of Amos. And also with the Pirtzah, if there's a breach in the Mavoy, we're also a smaller Amos, the 5 Tvachim Amos, that breach would be would disqualify the Mavoy. And then the Gemara says, V'ha'ika meshach Mavoy bar ba'amos dilakula. But it's not always a Chumrah. By Amava, we also have Amos in terms of the length of it. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Vaha'ika, Rashi is halfway down the narrow lines here. Vaha'ika Amos, Shuskaru B'meshach Mavoy Dal Amos, that the Amma, the Mava has to be 4 Amos long. Vim Archo Pachos Midal Amos, if the length of the Amma is shorter than 4 Amos, it's Pasalei Abaya, it's Pasal, it's not a good Mavoy. B'Pirkin, Damar Lekaman, Haya Pachos Miyud Tvachim, Ubala Shlimo Ad Kama Chokik Bava Mishcho, if Yosef Amar Dal Tvachim, Abaya Amar Dal Amos, the Mashach Mavoy Binin Dal Amos. You need the length of the Mavoy to be 4 Amos long in order for it to be considered a Mavoy. Ubahani Amos, and now if you're using the smaller Shiv Amos, Asim Milsadir of Nachman Lakula ends up being a Kula. You only have to have 4 Amos with the short Amos. That's a big Kula. The Michalei Bidal Amos Kitanos. So we see that sometimes Amos could be a Kula by Mavoy. We seem to want to take the approach that Amos are always going to be the Chumra. So the Gemara says, Kiman Damar Ba'ar B'Tvachim. There is another opinion, that we just mentioned the Gemara quickly, the Rashi quickly rather, that a Mavoy does not need to be 4 Amos long, it has to be 4 Tvachim long. That would also be sufficient to create a Mavoy. So this opinion holds that, no, we don't use Amos for the length of a Mavoy, we use a Tvachim. And therefore, it's consistent that every application of an Amma by a Mavoy is always the 5 Tvachim long Amma, which is always going to be the Chumrah, in terms of the Pirta, in terms of the height. Alternatively, Gemara suggests Ibais Ema, Barba Amos, Virov Amos Kamar. Doesn't mean all Amos, it means Rov. Most Amos of a Mavoy are going to be Lechumra, but some one example, it will actually be Lekula. Or, yeah.
The Mavoy has to be Arba, the opening or the depth?
The length of it has to be a Mavoy. But we'll have to get there to fully appreciate it in 2 days from the Daf Hey, we'll get to this Machlokas. So then the Gemara says, Amma Sukkah, Ba'amma Bas Chamisha. The Amma used for Sukkah is a 5 Tvachim Amma, shorter Amma. Lamai Hilchasa, with respect to which halacha? Legova, the height. If it's above 20 Amos, it's a Pasal Sukkah, even though you're using the smaller, the shorter Ammas. And Ledofen Akuma, with regards to Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma is where the wall is this way, the Tzach has to be above this, the wall. Now let's say you separate a little bit, that's also acceptable. But once you separate the Tzach Dal Amos away from the wall, that's not a good Sukkah, that's a Pasal Tzach. So how do you measure Dal Amos? So we're using the shorter Amos. That's the distance you would have to create in order to passel the Srach. So the Gemara says, V'ha'ika meshach sukkah bar Amos. But what about the length? The area of the sukkah has before Amos as well, which is Dilakula. Da Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I hold. Omer Ani, whenever you see Omer Ani, the Rav Yosef Engel writes, it's an expression of Anivas. My humble opinion, Omer Ani, I think, he gives another shot that Omer Ani, he says it's a reference to Ani is Hashem, that Hashem says, that's what it means. Anything I say is not me, it's not my kawach, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu giving me the ability to say it, it's not me. Either way, it's an expression of Anivis. Rebbe Omer Ani, I, my humble opinion, hold him, that Kol Sukkah, Shein Badal Amos, Adal Amos, Psula. He holds that the area of a Sukkah needs to be Dal by Dal Amos. So here, if you're using this shorter Amma of a 5 Tvachim, that's actually a Kula. You should really have to have the larger Amma of 6 Tvachim Ammas to have a Chumrah. So the Gemara says, we don't hold the Rebbe by Dal Amos for Sukkah. We hold Kirabanan, Damri Afilu Eina Machzekes El Arosh of Aruba of Shulchano. That's good enough. As long as it can fit my head, most of my body in a table, can squeeze in there. That's enough to be the size of a Sukkah. And therefore, we don't use the Amma by the area of a sukkah. Well, alternatively, Ibai Seima Liola, Rebbe, really it's Rebbe, but Rov Amos Kamar, really it is Rebbe, and you require Dal Amos, by Dal Amos, but in the end of the day, when we said that you use a five tefachim amma, that was most applications of sukkah rely on the five amos, five tefachim amma. But there are instances, at least one instance, where you should have to use a six tefachim amma, which is in terms of the area. We always want to go luchamer. That's how you explain sukkah. That's how you explain a mavoi, that five tefachim amma. But now the last case, the Gemara says, last two narrow lines here, four narrow lines, amas klayim bama bas shisha. When it comes to klayim, you measure using an amma that's six tefachim long, a longer amma. L'may hilchasa, with respect to which halacha, the karachas akarim, ulim chal hakarim. With regards to a little patch, an empty patch in a karim, and also a circle. What that means is that normally you're not allowed to, you can't be zareya, another type of item with karim, with grapes. It's a violation of klayim. Well, let's say there's a big patch in the middle of the karim, so then you're allowed to. It's not part of the karim anymore. So the din is normally you can't be zareya for amos close to the karim. Let's say you're inside a karim itself. Inside a karim, even if it's more than four amos away, it's still a problem because you're inside a karim. So I could have a karim here, and then if I plant over here, which is 20 amos away, that could possibly be a problem of planting within a karim. So now the difference is, we'll see in just a second, a karachas is, let's say there's an empty patch somewhere in the middle. We're going to allow you to plant tchita if it's far enough away, even though it's besoch hakerem. And when it comes to a limchal hakerem, is let's say you have a kerem, that's a square, for example, and then there's a space before the fence. So everything's fenced in, so it is a kerem. But there's a huge side, area going all the way around the kerem where it's completely empty. So there are certain instances where you could plant there, even though it's all within the same fence, seemingly within the same kerem. So the Gemara says again, with respect to karachas akarim and with respect to limchal akarim. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, karachas akarim, if there's a gap in the karim, beishami omrim, esim v'arba amos, if the gap is 24 amos area, then you'd be allowed to plant in the area. It's far enough away from the karim, even though it's inside the same karim. There's enough of a empty space, a bold area, if you will. Ubeishil omrim, sheshisrei amos. No, if that's be only, if it's only 16 amos of a patch, that would allow you to plant within that area. And that's those amos that we use are the amos of six tefachim, which is a chumrah. You need to make sure that they're either 16 or 24 amos, but the larger ones to create that empty patch. Umachol hakerem, if there's a circle around the kerem that's empty, beishami omrim sheishesrei amos, as long as there's 16 amos of separation from the kerem to the fence on the outside, you could plant in that empty area in the 16 amos. Beishil omrim, even if it's only sheishesrei amos, even if there's 12 amos. So ezi karachas hakerem, what's considered a patch, a bold area of the kerem? Kerem shecharv emseyaso, an area that inside the kerem was destroyed, nothing was grown there. Ein sham sheishesrei amos, if there are not 16 amos of empty area, lo yavi zer l'sham, you can't plant anything else there. But hayusham sheishesrei ama, if there are 16 amos of emptiness within the kerem, then the din with nosin lo kidei avodasa, you could separate 4 amos, which is the amount of space you need for plowing, go 4 amos away from the kerem, and then whatever's left, the 12 amos in between, or so then, Zareya, Esamutar, Mosar, the leftover you could plant in, but you still need a 4 amos buffer from the kerem, and the rest of the area inside you can plant. Vezu Machal Kerem, what's considered a circle of the kerem? Bain Kerem Legeder, between the out part of the vineyard and the fence, there's some space in between, a little like walkway, if you will, around it. Ein Sham Shem Esrei Amma, if it's not 12 amos wide, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, you can't put plants, seeds there. Hayusham Shemesrei Amma, if there are 20 amos of space between the kerem and the outer fence, Nosin Lo Kedei Avodasa, give some 4 amos space of working within land, and then Zarei Asashar, and the rest of the area until the fence, you may plant. So Gemara says, so we see from here, the amos used for kerem are the longer amos of 6 tefachim long. But don't we have that the arba amos, if it's 6 tefachim, could sometimes be a kula? What does that mean? It's not, the Mishnah says, kerem hanatua apachos me arba amos. We have a kerem that's planted less than 4 amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer eino kerem, Chacham Omer kerem. So what that means is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, 5 lines up from the bottom here, v'ha'ika ritzufim, that gefanim ritzufim, shesmucha shura l'shura. Each row of the grapevines are very close to each other. Yos mimashin nitnu chacham shir, more so than what chachamim allowed you to do so, or suggested. Sheim ein bein shura l'shura dal amos, if there's not 14 amos of space between each row of the grapes, eino kerem, that's not called a kerem. There's not enough space for you to walk with wagons in between each row. You could plant wherever you want. That's not called a kerem. A kerem must be where each row of grapes are 4 amos away. So in other words, for it to be considered a kerem, each row must be 4 amos away, a line here, 4 amos space, a line here, and that would be a kerem. But note those amos, if you're using six tvachim, so that, but it's less than six tvachim, that's not called a kerem. If they're too close, that's not called a kerem anymore, and that's actually lakula, because it's not a kerem. Do whatever you want there. If they're too close to each other, you don't care about your food, do whatever you want. So now if you need the amos to be six tvachim amos, that's actually a kula. Because if it's less than that, that's actually not a kerem, and do whatever you want. So that actually becomes a kula. Back inside the Gemara now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't no kerem, it's not a kerem. The Chachamim Omerim, it's still kerem. Why is it a kerem? Don't you have the rows too close to each other? He says, Rowan esam tsayim kilu enam. You could view the middle rows as if they're not there. They're there, but you could ignore them, pretend they're not there, and just pay attention to the rows that are 4 amos away from each other and ignore everything in between. So we see from here that that's actually a kula, according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, Rabbanan dami ha v'kerem. We don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbanan, that it still would be a kerem, even though they are very close to each other, so it's not actually ever a kula. Or Ibai Seim, alternatively, Liolam Rabbi Shimon, really pass like Rabbi Shimon, but in the end of the day, Rov Amos Kamar. We said most of the Amos, with respect to climb, is using a 6 tefach long Amma, but there is an instance, like the case of this Rabbi Shimon, whereby we would allow for a 5 tefachim Amma. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.